Roger, Andy, Austin, Steve back at the station. Warsaw 14-0 leaders over Goshen after one. Warsaw with second down and five coming up to start quarter two from the Red Hawks 17-yard line. Now going toward the north end of Fisher Field on this chilly, windy Friday night in middle October. Oh, no, wait. It's early September. Feels like October.
Sure does.
Duncan's in the backfield behind Sullivan. Wings on either side again. Extra lineman in on the left side of the formation. Everybody in close. Sullivan, option play left, keeps it, and he'll pitch back late. Tucker returns the corner. 10, 5, and he's in! Touchdown, Tigers! Touchdown, Warsaw. Tucker Reed scores his first varsity touchdown, and it's going to be 20-0.
Another great job by the offensive line, paving the way, getting in that end zone.
That will not be that young man's last touchdown.
He's
going to score a lot of touchdowns for the Warsaw Tigers.
Once he got in the open, it was no doubter.
Point after coming here for Mason Smythe. He's 2-for-2 in this game. Vilma to hold it. Hobagger to snap it back to him. Snap, spot, kick up, and right through the middle. 21-0 Tigers. 11:53 left to play here in quarter two. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 21-0 Warsaw. Just starting the second quarter. Tigers scoring on the first play of the second. And now Mason Smythe has the ball teed up. Now the challenge for Mason, who's 2-for-2 on kickoffs into the end zone with the win. Now he's kicking into a 20-mile-an-hour breeze. Goshen's got some guys back there that have some speed or dangerous. Let's see how this works out. Smythe will run to the ball, and he'll kick his regular kickoff, and guess what? It's going to be returned from the 3-yard line. Coming out, 10, 15, ran into his own man at the 20-yard line, and he will work his way out to the 23-yard line. And down at the bottom of the pile there, you have number 11. I don't have a number 11. Oops. So 11:46 left to play here in the half. Warsaw with a 21-0 lead, and the Redhawks get the football back.
So now we know what Mason Smythe's kryptonite is a 20-mile-an-hour headwind.
Yeah.
A 3-yard kryptonite.
For sure. And the Redhawks will begin in the middle of the field at the 23. Diaz. He's got one man to his left in the backfield. He'll fake the handoff, drop back to throw, loft it up the far side. It's going to be caught. It's Janice at the 45, breaks the tackle 50. 45-40 and run out of bounds into the Goshen bench at the Tiger 37-yard line. That ball was lofted up there. It was in the air a long time, and there wasn't a Tiger anywhere nearby.
Defensive backs got caught looking in the backfield, just assuming it was going to be a run. It was a good play action. I can't fault Goshen for that. I mean, that was a really good play action pass, but our safeties and that left side corner, right side cornerback, just looking in the backfield a little too long.
First down, Goshen. 11:37 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 21-0. Redhawks with their best offensive effort so far. Diaz, quick throw far side. Janice, he's behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to throw it down the field, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Daylor Villam off the far sideline. Still inbounds? No, out of bounds at the 34-yard line, and there's a flag, I believe, on the return.
Yep.
Actually, there are two flags back there at about the 29-yard line. So Villam is going to get credit for the interception, and then the penalty yardage for the illegal block is going to back Warsaw up. They'll take it.
I believe that to be the case. And that play from Goshen didn't look good from the beginning. It was a screen to the left side. The wide receiver took a couple steps back, so it would be behind the line of scrimmage. It was a backwards pass so that then the wide receiver could throw it and just threw it kind of seemingly up for grabs. And Vilma was like, thank you very much, and I will return that.
Couldn't wait for that thing to come down,
no,
could he?
No. Yep, block in the back.
Yep. So it'll be Tiger football from about the 20-yard line. It's a 10-yard penalty. So you know, Austin. Here comes the offense onto the field for Warsaw. And where they're going to put the ball is, I think, right at the 20.
Yeah, that was one of those probably didn't have to use that block in order to get Villanova more yards. So.
Nope. No, correct. Guys trying to make a play. Yep. Hard to fault them for that. First down, Warsaw from their 20-yard line up 21-0. Pit sweep. Here comes Davis around the corner with blockers. 25-30. Cuts back the middle. 35. Ran over a guy at the 35. Then gets stood up by another guy before he's finally wrestled to the ground at the 37-yard line. That's a 27-yard run for Davis for the Tigers. And his best run of the season so far.
And the Tiger offensive line starting to flex their muscles a little bit. We're starting to see holes that just weren't there 30, 45 minutes ago.
First down and 10 Tigers from their own 37, leading by 21. A minute into quarter two. Selvin takes his time. Now settles under center. And they'll run the option play left. Selvin's going to keep it, turn up field at the 40 and dive all the way out to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards for Drew Selvin. We do have a new center in the game for the Tigers. We talked about Boreen going out, and in there is Tyler Antunes Brito. We had him on Tiger Talk after the Michigan City game. You got to know him a little bit. And he's been working. There's one significant difference between he and Boreen, and I will explain it in a second. And it's a big deal. Then Annie's going to explain why that's such a big thing. Up the middle, fullback dive, Brody Duncan, first down Tigers. He'll be marked down at the 49 of Goshen. And that's a 5-yard gain and a first down. Okay, so the difference is Boreen is well over 6 foot, and in cleats with his helmet on, he's about 6'4". And Antunes Brito is 5'7". So why is that a problem for Drew Sullivan?
Just a little bit further down to reach. You know, that squat position from the quarterback is just a little – you can see it plain as day, too.
Under 10 minutes left to play in the half. Warsaw up 21-0. Up the middle goes Hoffert. Hoffert dives across the 45 and goes down at the 43-yard line. So that's a gain of 6 yards on first down carry for the senior. And, yes, that's the son of Warsaw School Superintendent Dr. David Hoffert, who you hear on this program, on this radio station on In the Know, updating us on what's going on with the school corporation. Second down and 4 coming up for the Tigers. Ball in the near hash mark at the Goshen 43. Selvin ducks under center. Takes a step, pitches right. Davis around the corner, 40, spun around and spun forward. That's helpful. Going to be a first down for the Tigers to the Goshen 36-yard line. So another good gain for Evan. First down Warsaw as they continue to move the ball with 9 minutes left to play here in the opening half. Warsaw already with 8 first downs last week. They had 7 total first downs for the entire game.
And I know it's a lot easier said than done, especially when you're in wide open field like that. But when you have that offensive line that pulled out in front of you and is ready to make that block, just wait that split second and get that block made, and then you might be able to break it for 5-10 yards more.
Sullivan from the Goshen 36 drops back to throw, looking, pressure coming, lost it down the middle of the field, and he's got his man. It's Quinn Brock at the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Tigers. Drew Sullivan with a touchdown pass for Warsaw, his first since he was a sophomore, and it's 27-0 Warsaw.
And just a classic, you know, drop back pass, which you've now seen 3 times in this game, which is kind of unheard of, without even like a, you know, a play action or, you know, a fake option, but just a pure drop back, finding these defenders, you know, not knowing what to do. Great pass.
Well, run, and then all of a sudden, there it goes over your head. That's what makes it difficult to stop this offense when it's running right. Smythe for the point after. It's up and through. 28-0 Warsaw. 8:24 left to play first half. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 80 yards for the Tigers and 3:04, the last 36 on a pass play from Sullivan to Quentin Brock. Warsaw leads 28-0, and Smythe is going to kick off, and this one's going to be a touchback. Lane's about 3 yards beyond the goal line, and all it's got to do is cross that plane, and that gives Smythe another touchback, and Goshen will have the football, trailing by 28 with 8:24 left to play here in the first half.
Warsaw has definitely settled down after that first half. That first half of that first drive, you know, obviously a little shaky, but we definitely have settled down on offense and of course, defense.
Yeah, that first few plays was not fun. They survived it, got out of there, put the ball on the ground 3 times. They actually gained yards on all 3 of them. Goshen's got the ball starting from their own 20. Diaz. Hands off Johnson, trying to get around the corner, and he is snowed under. Black jerseys all around back at the 17-yard line. A loss of 3 in the play. Habegger was one. Strawn was another. Heddy was back there, too. Yep. Loss of 3 on the play.
Those linebackers with great pursuit angles there. Just ripping through that Goshen offensive line.
Well, right now, Warsaw is doing to Goshen what Warren Central did to Warsaw last week, which is just say, look, just go.
Yep.
Just go. Because right now, they can't stop our defensive front. They just can't. Diaz takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to be pressured, going to be hit, and down he goes. That is Matthew Flores Ortega with the sack. His first sack of the season, the 5th for the Tigers this year. That's a loss of 5 more yards back to the 12, and it is 3rd down and very long coming up for Goshen.
And that is every defender's dream. There was a blitz off that outside linebacker spot. Nobody picked him up. Quarterback looking the other way, and he got just a nice hit on the quarterback.
He could have really hurt him.
Yeah.
That's not Matthew's way, right?
No.
He is not that kind of kid. But he could have really put his shoulder into the middle of his back and really rocked him. He did not. And it's 3rd down now and almost a full 20. Play action. Oh, and then Diaz dropped back in the pocket, felt pressure, took off, got back to the line of scrimmage. So it's a running play and no gain. And it's 4th down, and Goshen will have to punt. That was a business decision, wasn't it?
He was feeling
like he was going to get hit pretty hard, and so he just decided, I'm just going to stop here.
Yep, and you don't see that too often, especially in the open field like that.
No.
But he did sense, you know, 3 or 4 Tigers about ready to converge, and he probably chose his best option.
Janice back in his own end zone. Play clock at 7 as Goshen finally gets set. Tigers have Wilson back deep to return this kick if he gets a chance, and he's going to get a chance. Backpedaling from the 48-yard line of his own side of the 50. To the 50, to the 45, breaks a tackle, breaks another 40, 35 to the outside, and tackled inside the 35 at the 33-yard line. A low-line drive punt, the wind can't help that kind of a kick, and Wilson gets his first chance to return a punt this season, and he had a pretty good time of it. That is 10, 20 yards on the return for Tristan.
Yep, good vision there, good line of sight, able to elude some Goshen defenders. And now our offense can really hammer this home here, which would start a running clock midway through the second quarter.
No, it wouldn't start till halftime.
Halftime.
No,
it
never starts before halftime. Sullivan and company go to work. First down and 10 from the Goshen 32. Option play. Sullivan keeps it. Turns upfield. Breaks the tackle. 25-20. Oh, almost broke another tackle. He'd have broken that one. He'd have been on his way. He still gets good yardage. That's a 15-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. And a first down with 5:52 left to play here in the first half. And Warsaw already up 28-0.
And that play, there were 4 Goshen Redhawks, 4 defenders, probably from the defensive line, maybe middle linebacker, that were on their backs,
yes,
courtesy of the Wild Hogs.
They're off to a great first half. Tigers up by 28, looking for more. Sullivan, option play, flags fly, movement by the Tigers again. And that's going to cost him 5 yards and back the ball up to about the 23-yard line. Orsa not penalized a lot last week, just one penalty for 10 yards. But it really, in reality, cost them 25 yards because the illegal block denied Tucker Reed a chance for a big game. First and 15, Sullivan. Ball in the far hash mark, wide side of the field is left. And whistle sound and flags fly again.
Not sure about that one. I've been sure about the other ones. But just because our right halfback, is that what it's going to be? Yeah, I don't like that one.
The referee is trying to explain as best he can why the flag came in. So 10 yards and penalties just in this portion of the drive. Make it first down and 20 from the Goshen 27. Orsai's got to get the ball inside the 8-yard line to get a first down. 5 minutes left to play, first half. Warsaw up 28-0. Logan Carl out here one-on-one as the only wide out in this formation. There goes Brock in motion. Option play right. They give it to Duncan. He breaks a tackle. 25, 20, 15 down inside the 10-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 8-yard line. So it's, I believe, a 19-yard gain because he did not make it to the first down marker. And that's Duncan's best run. His dad's on the coaching staff. His dad was a pretty good football player here back in the day. We won't say how long ago to protect his age. Hopefully he'd appreciate that.
I'm sure he would.
Second down and one for the Tigers. Ball at the 8. Sullivan from the right hash mark. Option play. This is Hofford inside the 5 down to the 3. That's a first down. That's a gain of 6 yards for the Tigers. First and goal.
Again, impressed with the offensive line. Just moving Redhawks out of the way.
And they are running to the line of scrimmage. As soon as that ball is set and the whistle sounds, the Tigers are up there. Sullivan looking back for the play. Checking his wristband. Now he's going to relay it to the team. From the 3, first and goal, Warsaw trying to go up 34. Drew takes a snap, pitches back. This is Reed. He's looking for his second, and he's got it. Touchdown. Tucker Reed on a 3-yard sweep around the left end makes it 34-0.
Simple toss to the left there. And again, I can't compliment that offensive line enough. Just moving Redhawks out of the way. And it's taking nothing away from Tucker, but there's nobody in front of him. So it's the offensive line doing a great job, and Tucker is also doing his job scoring on that touchdown.
I'll just say it. I could have run that one in. And again, that's no disparagement against TR.
No.
That is just how big a hole that was to the left side. Smythe for the extra point. Up and good. 3:35 left to play, first half. 35-0 Warsaw over Goshen. We're back after these words on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Andy and Austin with you on a Friday night at Chili Fisher Field. Warsaw a 35-0 lead over Goshen. And the kickoff that will be taken at the 3-yard line and run back. 15, 20, and out to the 22-yard line. And again, that's our mysterious number 11. We'll find out at halftime who that is. And we'll give an earful to our good friend Brent Randall. 23-yard line is where Goshen will start this next series. They had the one long pass play. It set them up in pretty good shape.
It did.
And then they tried a halfback pass, and it ended up in disaster as an intercepted pass gave Orsaw the ball back and set them up the chance to score. Clevenger off the right side, and he's going to be thrown for a loss back to the 20.
And you're right. This is kind of what we were seeing last week at Warren Central, just the roles reversed a little bit.
Yep.
Goshen is just not able to get anything on the ground.
Clevenger loses 3 yards at second down and 13. You scroll down for me so I can see how many rushing yards they have as a team. 8 carries for 4 yards.
Wow.
3 minutes left to play in the first half. Second down and 13. You're over there. You're Joey Heklinski. What are you telling your team to do on offense? They've tried to pass it. It's been intercepted. They've tried to run it. They go backwards. And they're going to run left. This is Diaz. And Diaz is going to be thrown for a loss. And again, he hit the deck. Villema came up and hit him back at the 19-yard line. That's a loss of another yard for the Goshen quarterback. That's going to be third down and 14 coming up for the Redhawks with 2.5 minutes left to play. What he'd really like to do is just get off the field and get into halftime and regroup.
Yeah. I mean, the only play that's really worked for Goshen is that play action, that long pass. But not a whole lot else has been successful.
Third down and 14 for Goshen. Backed up inside their 20. Back to throw Diaz. Throws it out in the flat. He's got Janice. He'll turn upfield. 20, 25. Oh, look out. Look out. And that is Matthews Flores Ortega, who hit and knocked him backwards. And that's a runner running at full speed forwards. It is a gain of 5 yards. And Warsaw takes timeout. Timeout, Tigers, 1:47 left in the half. Warsaw leads 35-0. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 35-0 Warsaw. The running clock doesn't start until halftime, but we will have a running clock for the entire second half. Fourth down, Warsaw took timeout to get the ball back, leave some time left for the offense. Janice will back up to his 10-yard line. Wilson is standing at his 45. Janice has the wind at his back. Good snap. He will run to the right and kick it down the field. And Wilson's going to back up and chase it. It's going to land at the 35 to the 30. Rolls near the 25. Tristan Wilson ran up next to it. And then he wisely bailed out. 1:38 left to play in the half. Andy and Warsaw leads 35-0. And they will start this drive from the 26.
And I'm up here in the press box silently with my hands saying, don't pick it up. Don't try to pick it up. Only bad things are going to happen if you pick it up. And he wisely did not pick it up.
He did not.
Let's see if this last minute 38, if we can't get another score here.
Yes.
That'd be.
Here's, and I know what you're thinking. Andy says that, and I was about to say the same thing. Here's the issue. If you're Warsaw, you're up 35-0. You haven't played that great on offense,
right?
And right now they're looking to clean up execution things. From the 26, Sullivan drops back, rolling out, throws it, got a man open. It's Egoff at the 30. Then he goes backwards. He's going to run all the way back to the other side of the field, then cut up field. 30, spinning 35. He's going to end up with almost a first down out of it. He ran 40 yards and ended up with a gain of 11. First down, Tigers.
That was a long run for 11 yards.
Ethan might have a discussion with somebody in the near sidelines. Coach Kuntz, the wide receivers coach, may have some words with him on that. Clock running, 1:20 left to play in the half. Sullivan back to throw, looking right, fires to the far sideline, got Tucker Reed. Reed's got his first catch of the season, and the pass is... Reed makes the catch and runs to the 49-yard line. Clock stops with 1:10 left. Warsaw with another first down.
This is also a good time to practice your quote-unquote two-minute drill.
Yes.
You know, this is a great time.
And that's what we're seeing right now. Sullivan takes a snap, and whistle sounds, and flags fly. Another penalty coming up here on the Tigers.
Wow. And that's the sort of stuff that Coach Curtis would like to see cleaned up a little bit.
Cleaned up a lot.
Yeah.
You do that in a couple weeks against Concord, you're going to get yourself beat.
Yep.
First and 15 with 1:09 left to play in the half. Warsaw has two timeouts remaining. They used one on defense to get the ball back. Silva now from the Tiger 44. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. There are two wideouts on this side. Sullivan dropped the snap. It bounced back up to him. He'll throw it on the run. It's Tucker Reed again. Into Goshen territory. And he'll be slammed to the turf at the Red Hawk 48-yard line. They're going to say he stayed in bounds, so the clock keeps running, and Warsaw will hurry to the line of scrimmage. Reed will hand the ball to the official, and Warsaw will get organized. Second down after a gain of 3 and 7. And Sullivan will clock the ball with 43.2 left to play here, and Warsaw will face third down and 7.
And there may be a time later this season where, you know, say you're down 3 with 45 seconds left to go in the game, and you need this practice against a real live opponent, not just in practice.
Yes.
And this is a great time to do it.
Because they do practice this every Thursday and some Wednesdays, but it's against air. It's not against any defense at all, let alone an opposing defense looking to stop you. Back to throw, Sullivan, this time rolling right. Got a man open. It's Egoff. He'll make the catch and turn up field, and I think he's got the first down. He does at the 41-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 7 with 37.5 left. Warsaw's got another first down. And that is 14 first downs in the first half for the Tigers. That's $28 for the Riley Kids Club. Alan and Mike are going to have to get the checkbook. They're going to remember this game as the game that they got soaked on. And they will happily pay for that. 41-yard line of the Red Hawks. Tigers with 37.5 left. Sullivan back to throw. He's going to take off and run up the middle. He's got a hole, 35. The far sideline, 25. To the 20. To the 15. And he'll go down inside the 15-yard line and be marked at the 12-yard line. That's a 27-yard run for Drew Sullivan, and the Tigers are in the red zone. Now, the clock runs because he was still in bounds, and again, Sullivan will clock it, which means he takes a stab and throws it immediately to the ground. That is not intentional grounding because he was under center. So it's second down and 10 from the 13-yard line. Tigers looking to tack on more. There is no JV game tomorrow because Goshen doesn't have one.
I'm afraid the second half may serve as that JV game for us.
I think so. Yeah. Sullivan takes a snap, dropping back, looks, lobs it to Egoff in the near corner of the end zone. He got shoved over, and there comes the flag. There comes another flag. The defender can't believe that the throwing a flag. I will say what I always say with a smile on my face. I can't believe he can't believe it.
Yep.
He basically just grabbed a hold of Egoff by the shoulder pads and pushed him down, never turned around to look for the ball. Referee trying to explain to him, and he still has his hands out as if I don't get it.
Right. And if one of the listeners out there look in the dictionary and look up pass interference, that is what we just saw.
Yes, for sure. That moves the ball to the 7-yard line. So, Austin, that turns out to be about a 6-yard penalty. It is not an automatic first down, by the way, in high school football. Only the roughing and personal foul penalties are automatic. So it's second down and about 4. Sullivan for the far hash mark. Drops back, rolls right, looks, going to take off. It's a race for the corner, and he wins. Touchdown, Tigers. Drew Sullivan with his second touchdown of the game from 7 yards out with 14 seconds left of the half, and the Tigers lead 41-0.
Drew had some options there. He had two receivers wide open in the end zone, and he also had the option to run it in, and he chose option 3, which is just fine because all three options would have scored a touchdown. So great two-minute offense there, and that's kind of what I was alluding to as far as getting another score before halftime is seeing what we could do with limited clock and a lot of field.
Smythe for the point after to make it an even 42. Good snap. Spot is down by Villa, and the kick is good. We're going to keep it here with 14 seconds left to play in the first half. Warsaw in the lead, 42-0. We will have a running clock for the entire second half, which means the only time the clock will stop will be for timeouts, for injuries, and what's the other? Oh, goodness. I forgot the
Is
other
Is there
thing.
A change of possession? Would it stop then, or was it keep
no,
going?
It keeps going for that. I'll remember it when it happens, right?
Right. impressed with the Tiger offense, how they responded after those first five, six, seven plays of that first drive. Very impressed with how they got their stuff together. Just performed like we thought they would, you know, before the game started.
Well, and they were able to complete some passes, right?
Oh,
This 2-minute drill, you've alluded to it. The 2-minute drill looked pretty good.
It sure did.
Smythe with 5 out of 6 on touchbacks. We'll run up to it and drive it high and deep, and this one will land at the bottom of the A in Warsaw. And so Goshen will start from their 20-yard line, and my guess is Joey Hakwinski just wants to take a knee and get to halftime, because that's what I would do.
I can't imagine they run a play here. But
no, I can't either. Stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, we'll run through the first half scoring. That might take a little bit. We've got news coming up as well. And we'll give you the scores from other conference games and games from around the area. Mishawaka and Concord locked up in a good one. Diaz, they're going to run a play. They hand off to Johnson, and he'll run up the middle, and he'll get across the 20 to the 24-yard line, and that'll do it for the first half. Warsaw with a very dominating performance the first 24 minutes of football. They lead 42-0 over Goshen here at halftime. We'll give you the first half scoring coming up on the Halftime Show next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Fisher Field. Warsaw in control of the game from the start. They lead 42-0 over Goshen here at Fisher Field. First half stats will be coming up. News coming up. Scores from other games coming up. First of all, the scoring in the first half. Warsaw took the opening drive down the field and scored on the opening drive with 5:17 left to play in the first quarter. Drew Sullivan scored on a 4-yard run. Mason Smythe added the extra point. It was 7-0 Tigers. Warsaw would score about a minute and a half later on an interception return by Cohen Hetty of 11 yards on a screen pass that floated over the intended target's head and right into the arms of Cohen, who ran it into the end zone for a touchdown. The extra point by Smythe made it 14-0, and that's the way we ended the first quarter. On the first play of the second quarter, Tucker Reed scored the first of his two touchdowns, an 18-yard run with 11:53 left to play in the second, and the extra point by Smythe made it 21-0. And then we had our first passing touchdown of the season, a 36-yard pass from Sullivan to Quinton Brock. With 8:24 left to go in the second, the extra point was good, and it was 28-0 in favor of the Tigers. It kept going. 5 minutes later, a 3-yard run by Reed at the goal line made it 34-0. Smythe tacked on the extra point. That made it 35. And then the scoring capped off with 14 seconds left to play in the half on the 7-yard run by Sullivan, his second rushing touchdown of the game. Smythe made the extra point. It was 42-0, and that's where we sit at the moment. 42-0 in favor of the Tigers. When we come back, 2 minutes of local news from Jim Miller, and then after that, we'll give you an update on the scores, and then Andy and I will go over the stats from the first half, all coming up next here on News Now Warsaw.